Hello, I can hear you loud and clear. Welcome aboard the International Space Station, over. Yes, I am ready for any questions. Well, for me, getting behind of my schedule on ISS, our schedule is it is sometimes really difficult to catch up. Thank you for the question, over. Yes, they do, because of microgravity, more particles and dust tend to float in air and get into our eyes. So my eyes but I don't think there is any difference between in space and on the ground. We sneeze just like you do on the ground. Thank you for the question. Over. I am a big fan of Star Wars movie series since my childhood, so I have been dreaming of going to space all the time. Thank you for the question. Over. Well, I have been working on an experiment called ELF, E-L-F. It's a very cool experiment of material science. It heats up materials up to a couple of thousand degrees Celsius to measure their characteristics at high temperature, which we cannot measure on the ground. So I think that it's a very cool. Thank you for the question. Over. We have a device called oxygen generation system, which produces oxygen from water. We also have some oxygen tanks in case the generation system fails, so we are safe. Thank you for the question, over. Yes, we are. We have a wide variety of drinks here on the ISS, including tea, coffee, milk, and juice, and so on. I like tea with lemon and sugar. Thank you for the question, over. In space, there is no upside down because of microgravity. We can decide which way is up and which way is down. So it's actually a lot of fun that we can freely decide how to orient our bodies. Thank you for the question, over. Well, my advice from my own experiences is to work really hard on something you don't like or you're good at, because you can learn so many things from those challenges, and they will help you to enhance your abilities and your skills, and it helps you to make your child's dream come true. Thank you for the question, over. Because the ISS is such huge and complicated structure that we cannot pilot it by ourselves. The ground teams are actually flying the ISS remotely. Thank you for the question, over. Many astronauts, including myself, describe it like a burnt metallic smell. We can smell space when we open a hatch of a vehicle which is docked to the International Space Station. Thank you for the question, over. The ISS is a very clean environment, but I'm sure there are some germs. Before launch, we spent 2 weeks in quarantine in order to prevent delivering germs from Earth. However, I think it's almost impossible to shut out all germs. Thank you for the great question, over. I'm sorry, I can't hear your question. Can you say that again? Okay, I copy the question, and the answer is yes. We have heaters to prevent the ISS structure from getting too cold. On the other hand, there are many pieces of equipment which generate heat inside the ISS. So we also have a system to get some cooling here. Thank you for the question, over. great question. The ISS orbits around the Earth 16 times a day, so you cannot tell if it's daytime or night by looking outside. We totally rely on our clocks or watches to get to know what time it is now, and when we go to sleep depends on individuals, but I typically go to bed between 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Over. Thank you very much for those great questions. Really enjoyed talking with you today. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Over.